Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Jeff Kegaris with Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care. We've proudly served the Middle Tennessee community for the last 26 years, and I want you to know we really appreciate you. Having an annual comprehensive eye health and vision exam is so important to the health of your eyes. From signs of diabetes, glaucoma, and cataracts, we're looking for it all. Don't let another day go by. Schedule your annual eye health and vision exam at Cool Springs or Donaldson Eye Care.
From the in-office studios of his eye care practices in Nashville, Tennessee, it's As I See It with Dr. Jeff Kegaris, your source for eye care education and receiving the type of patient relationship you deserve. It is time for a patient revolution. And now, your host, Dr. Jeff Kegaris.
Today, Dr. Susan is in the room with me, and we want to talk about staff meetings. A lot of people bemoan the fact, oh my gosh, last thing I want to do is get together for a staff meeting. Everybody just bitches, or they gripe, or they're boring. Why do we have to have this? We could be doing something else. But we really relish the time that we have with the staff. You guys know Dr. Susan, and she is like the most loquacious person when it comes to being with a patient in the exam room. But for whatever reason, when I say, come on, let's do this podcast together, she gets very quiet and reserved. So I'm going to have to see. My challenge today is to bring the real Dr. Susan out. So let's talk about staff meetings, though. We have a staff meeting on a weekly basis. How long have we been doing that, would you say, Suze?
Oh, gosh, probably 20 years plus.
Since inception, basically,
yes,
right?
What do you beginning of time.
Why do you think we still invest in the staff meetings? Why are they good, or are they?
I think it brings the staff together and knowing what's going on within the practice instead of I come to work, I only do X, Y, Z, and I go home.
Mm-hmm. So it's a chance to kind of reconnect with, hey, you're a part of a bigger picture. Let's share that bigger picture with you. It's also a way to continually educate, because we have education as a part of
absolutely
every staff meeting. It might be on clinical. It might be on service. It might be on financial. It could be on a whole host of topics. But it's the one time of the week that we really say, you know, we're here for patients, but during this hour, we don't get interrupted. We don't let the, you know, people walk in, because that could interrupt us all the time. So, people are taking our picture now as we're doing this podcast. Now Susan's with it. Now she's smiling, man. She's engaged. So we think staff meetings are a very, very important part of deploying in leadership and communicating to your staff. And we have a standard staff meeting sheet, which you can have a copy of if you email me at drkeg@coolspringseyecare.com. But I wanted to talk about a few things that we do to make it fun. And one of those things is, if we sense that things are running through a little bit of a lull, it's not above us to do what's called a sudden fire up, right?
Correct.
Tell us what a fire up maybe is.
A fire up is a way to get everybody back engaged. It's kind of that time, if you've ever been to a meeting and they're like, okay, it's after lunch, everybody's tired, stand up, let's stretch. It's kind of that same idea of waking everybody up and making sure everybody's engaged. And then everybody laughs and you move on and it's just fun the rest of the day or the rest of the time.
Kind of a re-energizing type, right?
Absolutely.
And it's something that we use when we see or when we feel a lull. Because most of our staff meetings, we never need to use it. But once in a while, we'll just kind of look around and go, you know what? There's not as much energy in the room. It's time for a fire up. And I remember learning this when I sold Cutco knives from the guy that was training me. Cutco knives, as you know, are tremendous knives. We still have
best knives ever.
But one of the things is, way back in the day, we'd go door to door, where we would set up appointments and demonstrate these knives. And I went with the guy once and the trainer, and he said, we pulled up to this house. And he said, okay, let's go. And I said, all right. And I started to get out. And he goes, no, not yet. I said, what do you mean? He goes, we've got to do a fire up. You got to get yourself engaged and fired up, ready. I said, oh, okay, what's that? And so a fire up is basically, you sit straightforward. In our staff meetings, we will have everybody stand up. And you start with your hands above you, like, you know, way above you, like you're saying, you know, field goal is good or touchdown. And then you alternate them up and down, and you start counting down from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, with an increasing amount of energy, and you end it with, boy, do I feel great. That's all it is, right? It takes maybe 12 seconds, right?
Sometimes we have to do it a second time because for people who haven't done it before, they're kind of looking at us crazy.
Yeah, that is true.
And then we say, all right, now that you know how to do it, let's do it again. Do it then everybody gets engaged.
Right. It's kind of like the minister on Sunday morning that goes, how is everybody? Fine. Oh, come on. You guys are better than that. How is everybody? Fine. Yeah. So fire-ups, we find, are just a helpful adjunct when needed for staff meetings. But we do some other things. For instance, when we make a bonus, we try to do something kind of silly, and that is that at Ohio State football games, the stadium announcer, who tends to have a nasal voice, kind of like this, tends to always say at one point in the game, hands up, fans. And when we put the hands up, they start to throw things into the stands. Some company sponsors this, but we always think about that hands up, fans. And so whenever we say as a staff make a bonus, currently Katie Johnson and I will stand up. When we say hands up, fans, all the staff knows, and they put their hands up and we run around the room giving high fives to everybody. Now we got about 40 people on staff, so it's a pretty big room of people, and it just makes it fun to start off. So the point of this is that yes, having staff meetings, having a sheet that says, okay, here's what we're going to cover, having training at every staff meeting, having a lot of open dialogue, but facilitating the meeting are all well and good. Those are kind of the basics. But you also have to constantly monitor and make sure there's some energy in the room, right? Now, the good news is early on when we'd have staff meetings, it's probably more reliant upon you and me to have that energy.
Right.
But now we have so many people and so many good people that have kind of grown up in our culture that we've got Paige and Chantel and Hannah and Katie that kind of drive a lot of that. I know Paige now, since you have retired, Dr. Susan, Paige now has a Wheel of Wow once a month, and we have birthday hats and we spin this for people that have been recognized by other staff members for doing great things for patients, and everybody gets a prize, and she just makes it tremendously fun. So
it engages everybody, and they get excited, and it makes them want to participate.
Yep. So the whole goal of the staff meeting is to share and keep the focus on patients, keep the focus on staff members, keep the focus on the business, but also to surround it as a fun event, something that people don't bemoan going to, but look forward to every week. And that's where we wrote the lesson on crazy antics are okay. It's okay to not be stuffy and just be a real person. And that's what we try to be. And I hope that tells people to let their guard down some, you know?
Right.
The second thing is occasionally you need a fire up, and I don't care what business you're in. And it could be just for you, and it could be in a meeting, but try a fire up once in a while. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boy, do I feel great. Didn't I just fire you up out there in the audience?
And it worked, didn't it?
And it worked, yeah. So those are a couple of points and a couple of suggestions that we had for staff meetings. We had one other one that I wanted to touch on, Susan, and that is there are a number of people that will say, gosh, you're so open with all of this information. Well, aren't you concerned about that? What if somebody knows that information? What if they share it with somebody else, like another doctor, another competitor?
Oh, my gosh.
Why doesn't that concern you so much?
I never even think about it. It's more how sharing information helps tie people to the practice more by knowing, oh, we need X number of exams because we know the average dollar per exam that we generally bring into the practice in order to make our monthly bonus goal, which is an entire practice goal, not an individual goal. And so being able to tell staff, well, this week we're here with our bonus for the month, we need X amount of more dollars, which equates to this many exams that we need to have. You divide that weekly. You can even say we need so many exams per day to reach our goal. And what can you do to help bring in more exams, ask patients, is there anybody else in your family that needs an exam? It helps them as an individual to know what they can do to help make the bonus, because we want to pay a bonus.
Right. Absolutely. That's good for everybody.
That absolutely
means we have taken care of more people, quite frankly. And if we feel like we have the best care, then don't we want to provide that for more people?
Right.
And so we always are trying to tie any bit of bonus. So if you're a doctor out there or a business owner, you want to be able to tie your people to how what they can do to help accomplish the practice or the business goals. From a healthcare organization, we are very diligent and dogmatic about creating a great experience for people. Every single time, each and every visit is the very best thing that we can do. Because if that's the case, people will come back and they will look forward to coming back and having fun in our office, because people are having fun partly at the staff meeting, but they're going to get great clinical care and they're going to be surrounded by a bunch of happy people that make it a great experience for them. And that's really what it's all about. Now, the secondary part is, yeah, we're running a business like anybody else. If we do a good job, then everybody gets rewarded, and we try to share that with people. But it all comes back to not looking at dollars first, but dollars are a secondary result of providing a great experience. And you model that at Donaldson and Cool Springs, and you know, we still have people to this day, 2 years later, three almost now, that are saying, is Dr. Susan ever going to come back? How's she doing? And I just say she is. She loved what she did. She did it well. And she created kind of a benchmark for us of what that doctor-patient relationship should be all about. And so that's one thing that, you know, you should feel good about every night when you go to bed. When you wake up in the morning, you should feel good about the fact that I'm right there with you. But when you go to bed, you should say, you know what, I made a big difference in people's lives. And we want to keep stressing that. And that's what we try to get across to all of our doctors,
you know,
and our staff now.
It's pretty easy when we hire somebody. I tell them we treat our patients like kings and queens. You know, we're going to do what's right for the patient and make them feel like they're a part of our family, and that you can come by anytime. Just open the door and say hi, even if you don't have an appointment. I mean, we'd love it.
You can come in, sit in the reception room, have a cup of coffee, right?
That's right.
Right.
Absolutely. But if we don't get that feel coming across to the patient and our staff doesn't understand that, then maybe we don't have the right person in that position.
And sometimes that's just a training issue though, right?
It is.
You say, I mean, because people haven't always been involved in that type of an environment, especially in healthcare. I would say that a lot of times in healthcare, people come and they go, well, I'm judged on my skills. Like, what do I know? Not so much on my patient service behavior or creating a great experience for somebody. And we think that's a flaw, but we have to kind of train people. People have the potential to do that. And they, if you're genuine about how you care for somebody and that comes from the top, then you want to distill that and diffuse that down within your people. But hiring good people that have that, that just want to be in an environment where they can excel by providing that is a real key. And staff meetings kind of connect us, like you said, to keeping that as the focus on a regular basis. I have one more question, and this wasn't kind of in our, you know, we don't really have a script for this. We're just talking. But what about the people? You said we treat people like kings and queens, but we occasionally have people as patients that don't treat us like kings and queens.
Ooh. Yeah, bad news.
Yeah. So is that just, how did you handle those situations? Or how did you help the staff in handling those situations?
You know, that I've always told the staff, I've got your back. No one is allowed to swear at you, whether it's a staff member or a patient, or have inappropriate behavior. And if that occurs, as hard as it is for me to deal with that, that is something that I will always back our staff. Mm-hmm. I try to find out facts, but if somebody's swearing, I'll walk in and have a conversation with the patient. Usually they will apologize profusely, and I say, well, you don't need to apologize to me. You need to apologize to the person that you spoke to.
Good point.
And if they don't understand that, then unfortunately, it happens rarely, but perhaps they need to seek their eye care elsewhere.
Right. And, you know, some people come in with this attitude of if things aren't completely perfect, they think somebody's going to fight them if they have something that they want. And we're not going to fight. We're going to listen. We're going to try to respond. We're going to try to make things right. We're going to try to meet what you need, if not exceed it. That sounds like a trite saying, but we really are. And so I kind of feel like if there's ever any frustration, we look for our staff to handle it professionally with care. But we expect that out of patients too. I mean, we can't talk about a generative, improving relationship and have it only be one-sided, right?
Right. And if somebody comes in and they're just unhappy, it doesn't necessarily mean they're unhappy with us. Maybe something's going on in their personal life, or maybe something just happened at work, or maybe they had a flat tire on the way to the office. Who knows? So I always tell staff, don't take it personally. Try to figure out what's going on. Be yourself. Be happy. And try to turn that patient around with their attitude by the time they leave.
People notice if you don't escalate things, right?
Right.
When you say, you know, you seem to really be under a lot of stress. Hey, let's talk about it. You know, let's. Mm-hmm. Or I know we always tell our kids from a business standpoint that there are times when patients are going to be, or they're going to cross those lines, and we don't immediately go, "That's it, you're out of here." But we will say, "Hey." Now, that was coming across really personal. Is there's no reason to be personal. Is that the way you meant it? And usually, like you said, that's when they go, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm just," and something comes out, right? But you sometimes have to, without trying to counterpunch, just kind of let people know the way they're coming across, and they go, it kind of diffuses it a lot of the times. Not all
Absolutely.
The time.
Absolutely. Or if they come in and they've had a difficulty with their glasses, mm-hmm. and they're upset. Mm-hmm. I say, you know what? I would be upset too. Now let's try to find a solution for this.
Empathizing, yep.
Empathize, agree with them, not be combative, but be supportive and say, hey, we're going to figure this out and we're going to make it right for you.
Yeah, I'd like to believe that other people, many other businesses go, oh, I'm great when everything's going well, but I really don't want to hear patient complaints. You and I don't want to hear patient complaints either, but it is a challenge, isn't it, when somebody comes back and says, these just aren't working well, and you go, I got to figure out why. Because we're committed to not just giving you something, but giving you something that's going to improve your life, improve your vision, improve your function. And so if it's not, we want to know why, because we may need to adjust some things. We may need to change some things. Occasionally, we may have done something wrong, or we may need to recheck some things. But I look at those as kind of like the game of Clue. All right, I got to find out exactly what's going on here. And the same with our staff. So that's not a we don't look at those as you can't complain here, but you got to do it in a professional manner, right?
Right, and you learn. You try to say, how do we avoid this from happening again? What have we learned from this?
Right. That's a big key when we get into tracking our caring alerts and recovery and training staff on recovery. Talking about tracking caring alerts, but the real key with caring alerts is not just to track them, but to learn from those and say, where are they happening more often? What do we need to do to train more in this area, to educate more in this area? Because our staff's not perfect, neither are we. We may come across sometimes in a way that we didn't mean to. And so we hope that patients let us know that also. But again, it's all about creating a great experience for everybody, having a generative, which is a generating more cohesiveness and cooperation, working together, and that's all about. That's really what a doctor-patient long-term relationship's all about.
And the same thing with staff meetings.
Right.
It helps to tie the staff to us when they see us, because we are, well, not anymore. Mm-hmm. We used to be so busy that it's hard to, you feel yourself spread so thin trying to take care of all the staff and how are you doing today and mm-hmm.
And all the patients
in that staff meeting just is that time for us together. And it's fun.
Absolutely. I look forward to staff meetings because I like just seeing the energy in the room and reconnecting with somebody. I may not see some of the front office people or the opticians very much during the week. I talk with the techs more. Or I may not see the administrator or the insurance person very often. But that's a chance to say, hi, Ginger, hi, Katie, and to talk and just to see everybody in a relaxed, we're all together, we're in the same boat here together.
And learn about all the wows that happened during the week. You know, maybe somebody in the front office, it was raining, and they got up and got an umbrella and helped the mother that had two toddlers with her get them out to the car and keep them dry. Wow. Wow. That's exceptional care.
Right.
And that's just being genuine. And it's nice to hear those things because we don't always hear them when we're back in the exam room.
That's right. That's right. And it's nice to be able to also further
recognize them,
yes, from our standpoint, even because if somebody does that and they don't get recognized, that may be okay. They may not need that, but it sure makes them feel warm and cozy when the doctor or the business manager or the leader notices, right? Mm-hmm. So we've talked today, we really intended to talk just about this. When you have a staff meeting, which we've talked about in the past, that it's okay, be human. Add some crazy antics once in a while. Whether you run around the room and high-five everybody, whether you have a wheel of wow, whether you have a hands-up fans and run around.
Or, and by the way, go Buckeyes. Go,
or whether it's a 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 fire up. It's your job to help facilitate fun and excitement and some energy at your meetings. And if you can do that, and if some of these ideas help you, tremendous. We branched also into, though, again, you can tell that it's just everything kind of revolves around the patient relationship and the patient experience and how deeply dedicated we are to wanting a genuine relationship with you as a patient and with our staff and doctors providing that, and to have that grow over time. That's what we're all about. And so I appreciate Dr. Susan being with me today to come out of her shell a little bit and talk about this. And I hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you next week on As I See It.